Hi team, welcome to the Mosaic. This is the place that we build the life and business we love, one intentional piece at a time. It's me, Arzu, and today I just want to talk to you because it has been a minute. I know you haven't noticed it because I had episodes recorded previously, but to be honest, I have not been recording lately. there's a lot going on, okay? But this episode is going to be almost like catching you up on my life that's happening lately. So I've been doing a lot of traveling, quite a bit, in fact, mostly for work and speaking engagements. I was in Vegas. I was in Washington State. And a lot of meetings and a lot of in-between moments. And then just last week, I was in Washington, D.C. Even though there's a lot of moments that I want to catch you up on, I haven't had the time to really share it and record the episodes just yet. So when I come back, right, and still there's a lot to record, it feels like I was, you know, after my travels, it felt like I was constantly playing catch up. And, you know, those stretches where, you know, you have to-do lists that's endless and you have creativity and it's sometimes behind the to-do lists, it kind of hides itself. So I have so many podcast episodes scribbled down. Topics that I'm dying to share with you, but I just didn't have the bandwidth. And I missed us. I really missed you. So I even entertained the idea of taking a summer break, to be honest. But I decided no, not doing that. Because breaks can become long-standing habits. And I'm just not ready to take that risk. I do want to keep in touch with you. And this podcast is our place. It keeps me grounded, connected, and creative. So I'm here, I'm back, and I've got you. So summer is in full on now. So going back and doing some reflection, school has been out, sun is up, we're spending more time outside at the pool, reflecting. And it's also the season that I feel like sometimes I pause to ask, how am I doing? What's working? And what needs to shift? I've been to about several conferences, and all we talk about in IT space, in the technology space, is AI, artificial intelligence, and how it is changing everything that we do, especially in the business world. And it is true. And like every piece of how we serve, how we show up, and even think is being reshaped. So I'm just asking myself how I want to serve this community, meaning you, in the most meaningful way moving forward. And I've got some exciting updates and new offerings coming soon. But for now, just know that I'm in that reflection and creation mode. And I'm loving that, by the way. I'm loving what is brewing. I was at a conference just last week, and we are going to all make mistakes, right? But we need to do more of it. We really need to make more mistakes in this world where AI is coming at us in every direction, and we need to produce. We still need to be creative. So that's kind of where my head is. There's a lot going on. I'll be talking to you more about that, but I want you to know that I'm rethinking every part of the business that I'm building. But in the meantime, again, summer is in full on motion. And I have a big trip coming up. I am going back to Turkey for a visit. So in about a month and a half, I'll be back home to check on my mom. Some of you may not know this, but earlier this year, I had to make an emergency trip to Turkey. My mom was critically ill. So we honestly, at the time, it was really a difficult time, and we honestly didn't think that she was going to make it. And I had to drop everything I was doing and flew there. And that trip was really, really hard. Really got 2025 to a very rough start for me. It was hospitals. It was a lot of worry, holding hands through the unknown. But my mama is a fighter, and she made it through. So when I was in Turkey earlier this year, literally, I was at the hospitals, ERs, not ER, but intensive care unit, ICU, right? So this time is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be with her, hopefully not around hospitals. I want to be with her, to laugh with her, sip some tea and hug and sit outside. That's what I want, to create memories. And not just manage emergencies. And I'm just so looking forward to that. So I'm getting a little bit emotional there. But so that is something big that's coming up for me. Okay, on a positive note, another life update. And by the way, going back to Turkey, I'm so looking forward to it. It's actually a positive note, right? My mom went through the difficult time and came back even stronger. Different attitude, different mindset. And here we are. What I'm looking forward to is celebrating with her again. Okay, but another big update from me is around one of my goals for 2025. And this is a big one for me, although, you know, it's not a big update like my mom's situations and whatnot, but even though it's so small, it is a big one for me. I don't know how to say it. It is big for me. And if you listened to all the episodes from 2025, right, you might remember that I said I wanted to do a 10 push-ups. I mean, when I say 10 push-ups, I mean these clean, nice push-ups. I want to be able to do 10 push-ups. And it's a physical challenge. It's a physical goal that I wanted to take on in 2025. Okay. And it, by the way, like I was not able to do one, even one, when I talked about this, right? It was in January, way back in January. And here we are, in June, guess what happened? I hit that one solid push-up this month. This is like, and I had like little hints of it. I was kind of doing it, but like not really, really struggling to get back up, right? And it was like looking ugly, very difficult. So hard, right? But now, here we are in June. It took me literally 6 months, right? But I hit that one solid push-up. A real, clean, non-knee. And I feel like a badass push-up. You know, I guess I got that. June, baby. It took me 6 months to get here. And it might sound so small to you, but if you've ever had a goal that felt impossible, you know how major that is, right? And strength takes time. Confidence takes time. But I'm getting stronger. I'm getting leaner, meaner, and it feels so good. So I wanted to share that major milestone for you, with you. Now it's like with knee down, I can really do very strong push-ups, like 5, 6 push-ups, very strong. Like it's like nothing. The first push-up, I could do very clean, very strong. The second one, I can still do a push-up. I mean, it is a push-up, but it is not as clean as I like it to be. So I'm like, it's two, three, right? I could do now. So, you know, things that are important takes time, and it's okay. So say these affirmations with me and just let them wash over you. Okay, so let's do that segment, even in this episode. You are allowed to pause and come back stronger. Your presence is enough. You create space for joy, growth, and stillness. You are becoming stronger every single day. You trust the timing of your journey. Your energy is your secret power. You honor your priorities and you live in alignment. So that was a quick wrap up from me, my friends. Just a little life update and a little bit of a real talk and a reminder that we are all navigating seasons together. Some seasons you need to stop, reflect, but never let go of that momentum that you built. Stay strong. Honor your priorities. Check in with your goals. Keep working at your goals. And you are doing amazing. You are growing. No matter what your looks like, just know that you are doing great. And your mosaic is unfolding in beautiful ways. Okay. I hope this episode made you feel seen and inspired and reminded you of your strength. I want you to take some, 10 seconds and share it with someone who needs it. Like, how are you doing, right? Just reflect and share it with others. Tag me, okay? Tag me on social medias. Write me a message. Write me a note. Can you please rate the show if you haven't done so already? That would be amazing. Tell me how you grew, right, in the last 6 months of this year. I love you. Thank you for sticking around. There will be more episodes coming, and I can't wait to create with you again soon. I'm out for now. Talk to you later.